AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Hurricane Flossie strengthened to a Category 3 overnight and remains off Mexico's Pacific coast. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says it's expected to continue moving west-northwest and strengthening on Wednesday before rapidly weakening. Iran's president has ordered the country to suspend cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency. The announcement comes after U.S. and Israeli airstrikes hit their nuclear facilities last week. Iran has limited the nuclear watchdog's inspections in the past as a pressure tactic in negotiating with the West. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports, President Trump says a new Gaza ceasefire deal is on the table.
Israel carried out more deadly airstrikes in Gaza Tuesday, but by evening, President Trump announced Israel had agreed on terms for a 60-day ceasefire. Trump has stepped up pressure on Israel and Hamas for a ceasefire hostage release deal and ultimately an end to the war in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due at the White House for talks on Monday, and Trump urged Hamas to accept the latest deal because he says it will not get better, writing in all caps, "It will only get worse." Ben Thomas, Washington.
Republicans are getting closer to getting their tax and spending cut bill through Congress, with a final House vote possible today. Trump's big, beautiful bill went through a tense weekend of work at the Capitol. In the end, the tally was 50-50, with Vice President Vance casting the tie-breaking vote. Paramount has agreed to pay $16 million to settle a lawsuit filed by Trump over the editing of CBS's 60 Minutes interview with then-Vice President Kamala Harris in October. Paramount told media outlets the money will go to Trump's future presidential library. Trump's lawyer said the president had suffered mental anguish over the editing of the interview. Paramount and CBS denied it was edited to enhance how Harris sounded and had sought to get Trump's lawsuit dismissed. This is AP News. Jurors in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial say they reached a verdict on 4 of 5 counts. Deliberations will continue for the top charge against the hip-hop mogul, racketeering conspiracy. An Ivy League school is updating its record books as part of a settlement on a transgender athlete's case. Correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
The University of Pennsylvania says it will update records set by transgender swimmer Leah Thomas. The college says it also will apologize to female athletes it says were disadvantaged by Thomas's participation on the women's swimming team. The moves were part of a resolution of a federal civil rights case that found the school violated the rights of female athletes. Thomas, a transgender swimmer who last competed for the Ivy League school in Philadelphia in 2022, was the first openly transgender athlete to win a Division I title. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.